The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We're back on a Monday on Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio, recapping the weekend in the NFL, a preview of tonight's Monday night football game, and some records being chased by individual players in the league as well. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today, Monday, November 18th, 2019. Craig Mish along with Joe Pizzapia with you here on the show at Craig Mish on Twitter, at Joe Pizzapia 17, as we look forward to going over everything that happened this weekend in the NFL. A ton of points in a lot of the games. So hopefully you guys got your 100, 115, 120 points in fantasy football, because that's certainly what it would take this weekend. And Joe, certainly a lot of points to go around the league. We have some individual players who are now chasing down some serious milestones in the history of the NFL. And obviously the MVP race is getting closer and closer. It looks like a two-man race at this point, as a matter of fact. Maybe three. Maybe McCaffrey is the third. But it is certainly heating up in the NFL, no doubt.
Yeah, some crazy things going around, too. Plus, how about those Atlanta Falcons? What's going on there? The Atlanta Falcons defense not giving up a touchdown the last two games, giving up a total of how many? 12 points in the last two games to the Saints. And then the Carolina Panthers on the road, two games. I mean, I know Dan Quinn gave out the play calling, but my goodness, is Dan Quinn that awful of a play caller that all of a sudden that defense goes from being awful to one of the best in football? That is a huge, drastic turn. But you're right. The MVP race is definitely tightening here. I think it's Lamar Jackson's to lose. That was an incredible performance. I got to watch that game start to finish, and that was just incredible. You know, he has more broken tackles than any other quarterback rushing this year. Now, yes, granted, he rushes a lot more than most quarterbacks, but still, he's out there in space. He's not just sliding all the time. He's out there getting extra yardage, making things happen. Had some good throws as well. That was an incredible job by that Ravens team and that defense as well. And it seems like ever since Peters got there, that all of a sudden that defense has got taken up a notch, because I think the first month or so of the season, I was not impressed with the Ravens defense. But I would say over the last couple of games, Craig, I don't know about you, but I feel like that unit's really come together quite well.
Yeah, and at this point, with the way that they are playing and still with a couple of easy games left on their schedule, it would be a long shot, I suppose, for them to be the number one overall seed. But, when New England basically at this point has got to go like 14-2 or 15-1, because obviously if they tie with Baltimore,
yeah,
that AFC championship game would go there. And that would definitely change my opinion and change the landscape of the AFC. We're not there yet. Still a long way to go. But, you know, that certainly could happen. And, you know, Joe, a lot of players are chasing down the best fantasy seasons of all time. McCaffrey, as a running back, is chasing down the best running back season of all time in fantasy football. Michael Thomas is chasing down the top receiving season all time in fantasy football, all time, most yards all time. Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Look, I mean, it's going to be hard to match a couple of those Brady seasons and then the Peyton Manning season where he threw like, well, I don't remember how many touchdowns it was, like 50-something touchdowns. Oh, 50.
Yeah, they each had 50. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Lamar Jackson still got some work to do there, but, I mean, he could be top five all time. I mean,
it's in a totally unique way, too, right? I mean, it's not like the pocket passer, oh, my God, what a quarterback season. It's the, oh, my God, what an incredible offensive weapon he is, and it's fun to watch. And you know what, a couple of those throws yesterday, he showed you this guy can throw the football. All right, I'm so sick of I've heard on some other stations, some other places too, people continuously still bashing this guy, and I don't get it. Like I look at it, Craig, and I'm thinking to myself, what are these people watching? Are they not watching this guy play, or is it the other thing where they are just so afraid to admit that they're wrong about their analysis? And God forbid, you know, you bring up any other things about why people don't think he's any good. And they, oh, that couldn't be the reason. Well, guess what? Some people think that. And I'll tell you what, watching Lamar Jackson play this year, if you're not impressed, I don't know. I feel bad for you because you're not enjoying life. Here's the rest of the 6 weeks for the Ravens. You tell me if there's a loss in here. At the Rams, they're at home against the 49ers. That should be a heck of a game. That's on December 1st. Has that game and the Patriots-Chiefs game. That is going to be a heck of a weekend of football. Then you got the Bills. Then they have the Jets at home there in Baltimore, on the road for the Browns, and at home against the Steelers. I don't know. Maybe the 49ers, maybe that's a loss for them.
It could be. Look, you never know. It's coming right down to the end with a lot of this. And I think some of the better teams have slid back over the last couple of weeks. Some of the teams have moved up a little bit. And there's quite the parity that we did not have at the beginning of the season is starting to take hold here in the 60% mark in the season for sure. So we'll get into that as well. Over in college football, Joe, and, you know, we'll talk about this a little bit later. But for those people who are, you know, still very heavily engaged, I mean, Clemson is on this historic run. They've won by 45 points, three straight games in a row. People are forgetting about them for the championship. That would be a huge mistake. Ohio State continues to roll. They beat up on Rutgers, so Ohio State is in the position to get into the Final Four. They'll play Penn State this week. They obviously have to win that game and then win the Big Ten championship game. LSU continues to roll, but their defense isn't really good. There could be an upset brewing with that. And then Georgia took care of Auburn. So that sets up for the Final Four. And then, Joe, Alabama is on the outside looking in. But, again, Georgia could conceivably lose in that SEC championship to LSU. You could put Alabama in the national championship game. You could put, in the college football playoff. But then what does it say about Oregon playing Utah, the 6 and 7 teams? They're playing for the Pac-12 championship. Man, it seems to me with Alabama's going to have a hard time getting into the playoff, especially now without their quarterback for a while.
It's definitely going up. It's an uphill battle for them right now. And, I know there was a lot of oh, what's Saban doing, putting him out there, so stupid. But you know what? The players want to play. You know, it's very hard to take these guys out, especially he did miss some time. So you want to go in there in game and work on things. I get that. And injuries happen. It's unfortunate. But, you know, they are in a spot now where they are definitely behind the eight ball. I'm wondering also, too, if the backup quarterback comes in and plays really, really well, does that kind of put into perspective Tua's ability when you're looking at him as an NFL quarterback? Is he a guy that's really propped up by how good the talent around him is, or is he a guy that's just that good and he happens to be surrounded by great talent? Do you think that that's going to have any kind of impact on top of the obviously the injury is going to have on his draft stock?
He's fantastic and I wouldn't lose sleep at all with him.
Okay.
But he's got a very big decision to make, I think, at this point because of people like you, which is fair, by the way, which is fair to have that assessment. But
well, it's not an assessment. It's a question. I'm not assessing. I just want to be clear. I'm not saying.
But it could be. But it's a fair question by you.
Right.
I don't think so. But it's a fair question by you. And I think what Tua has to ask himself and his family, who are very heavily involved, by the way, in every decision that he makes, the father is extremely involved. If 25% of the people who were involved in the decision-making process think the way that you think, it may be in Tua's best interest, Joe, to come back next year and play at Alabama. It may be. If he is going to slip down in the middle of the first round or the end of the first round, he could come back the following year and with a great year be the number two or number one overall pick in the draft. He could potentially be costing himself hundreds of millions of dollars. And by the way, going into a bad situation at quarterback too in the NFL. So he's got to make a big decision. But you know what? The combine is going to come. The end of the season is going to come. We'll be able to make a cold take as opposed to a hot take, which is right now trying to predict what in the world is going to happen with him. But fair point. Fair point. He's had some injuries last couple of years, two ankle injuries and now a hip. Clearly, Joe Burrow's number one pick overall, no doubt, as we speak.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We got the opening drive coming up next on Fantasy Sports Today. You're listening to Craig and Joe here with you on FNTSY Radio. We're off and running here on this Monday. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a Trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And this is the opening drive on Fantasy Sports Today. No doubt about this. There's a lot to get to from over the weekend. Some fantasy studs, a few fantasy duds, but for the most part, I think players got what they wanted out of their guys, honestly, over the weekend. Not a lot of mishaps, that's for sure. But we start off and continue the conversation here on first down, which is Tua Tagovailoa, who is going to be out for the season for Alabama. This was the tank for Tua. This was the consensus first pick overall in the draft. A friendly reminder that we get way too crazy about this stuff early on in the season. Kyler Murray, nowhere near at this time last year, Joe, the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. In November of 2018, no one thought Kyler Murray was going to be the first pick in the draft. Even now, okay? He was still not even the favorite for the Heisman, okay? Things change very quickly in college. This is why it's so much fun. This is why games like Baylor and Oklahoma make the NFL look dumb. You get one great game in college that makes every other NFL game look bad throughout the week. College is, to me, so much more exciting. But Joe, we kind of laid out in the previous segment some potential possibilities, one of which, and it may not be the strongest one, which is that Tua could potentially decide to come back and play another season at Alabama. He'd be passing up millions of dollars for sure. But once he makes that decision, Joe, and he goes in combine, if the combine doesn't look, I think it's silly, but if the combine doesn't look good, all of a sudden Tua slips and goes to the, you know, somewhere in the draft where he doesn't want to be, he's really got no choice. So, man, this is really interesting for him. And I think, Joe, and we would agree for Alabama, a miracle would be required for them to win the championship at this point.
I think so. And miracles do happen, especially with well-coached teams that have as much talent as Alabama. And certainly with a rallying cry of injured Tua, certainly doesn't hurt. I gave this a lot of thought over the weekend when this injury happened. I talked about it on Sunday with some of the guys at the studio. We were chatting about this. And I feel like there's a lot more risk of him coming back than entering the draft. Because you come back, let's say the hip doesn't look good. Let's say he doesn't play well. All of a sudden, he's really hurt his draft stock going into the next year. And maybe he becomes a second or third round pick, which I don't think, no matter what, he falls out of the first round because of the kind of talent he offers. And that this is his one opportunity to go out there now and get paid. And I feel like the family, I feel like him, everybody around him should look at this and go like, look, you've had a couple injuries now. This is a really serious one. What do you have to prove here in college? Absolutely nothing. Go out there. And if you should fall in the draft, you're actually going to go to a better team. Imagine a team that's very good right now, picking in the late 20s or early 30s who can take him, have him rest for a year or two behind a really good quarterback, or just sit for a year even and get healthy and get right. Oh my goodness, what a great situation it is. I think it's the best of all worlds. He might not get number one overall money now, but he's going to get paid and he could end up in a better situation. And long term, that's better for your career anyway in terms of making money. So why wouldn't you want that to happen? So to me, I think it would be very foolish for him to try to come back another year. There's nothing left to prove. There's nothing really to gain. I think you have everything to lose. Whereas if you go and you never become a good NFL player, hey, at least you got paid.
It's an interesting dilemma that he's going to have for sure, no doubt. And the points you make are definitely fair. He could also go back to Alabama and potentially win a championship again. So really curious stuff here with Tua, but obviously we wish him the best of health. I mean, that's the first.
Yeah, he seems like just the best kid in the world too. Like he just seems like such a good guy. You just hate when things happen to anybody, yeah, especially when one of these kind of kids.
Yeah, and the same injury as Bo Jackson, but as it was pointed out, the medical team in the first 12 hours or 14 hours of Bo Jackson's injury didn't do anything. And that let that hip get into a really bad spot, apparently right on the spot. And then when they flew him to the doctor, they stabilized things that would prevent the kind of injury that Bo Jackson had, that degenerative hip. So hopefully that is the case for sure. All right. Also in college, this was just something that I saw over the weekend. Thank goodness I was not involved in any of this. But Colorado State, with basically no time left, Joe, on the 1 yard line of Air Force. They would not have won this game, but they were covering the game with a chance to make it closer with no time left. The only thing that couldn't happen is with them on the 1 yard line, throwing a pass, intercepted, and the other team ran it back. That's the only thing that couldn't happen for them not to cover. And that's exactly what happened to Colorado State. An amazing bad beat. And perhaps even worse for those people who took the Arizona Cardinals and waited until game day, which is always a mistake. You have to know which way the lines are going to go. It was 11.5 in all the contests, 11 going into Sunday. But on Sunday, Arizona was plus 10 going into that game against the San Francisco 49ers. On the very last play of the game, the offensive lineman for the 49ers decides it's a good idea on the last play of the game to throw the ball backwards 15 yards to keep the play alive. Arizona's offensive lineman. San Francisco picks it up, runs it in for a touchdown. Game over, 10 points. Talk about bad beats. This weekend was a huge bad beat weekend, Joe. Crazy stuff happening at the end of the game.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. That's not a good look there. I'll tell you this. It's certainly the NFL, like you said earlier in the first segment, parity starting to show up a little bit more. You know, college football, all kinds of wacky things always happen. That certainly goes without saying. But in the NFL, we've been waiting for it. In the haves and have-nots. And, you know, you've seen the Dolphins be more competitive the last couple weeks. You've seen, you know, the Oakland Raiders go from a laughingstock last year to be a very, very competitive football team this year. A very good football team, I think. And then you've seen some other teams kind of fall back to the pack that I had expectations for. You know, I thought Jacksonville was going to make a statement in this game, especially with so many injuries in the Colts. And then they lose Marlon Mack in that game as well. And then what happens? They get their doors blown off. Unbelievable. That shocked me. And I really thought Jacksonville was going to take advantage of a team that was really beat up. And they just didn't. And the Colts, God, you know, Frank Reich, you know, I keep saying it. I don't know how he's not coach of the year. I really don't. I don't know who has done more with a team or more with less and had to deal with more adversity as a football coach than this man this year. And his team still goes out there and competes and wins football games. It's madness. But you're right in terms of bad beats. And that's also why it's important, I guess, to recognize which lines you should jump on earlier. Is that correct, Craig?
Yeah, well, you just say you have to. It's not easy to do, but you have to know or get a general idea which way the money is going.
Like the Cowboys line, too, with the whole Stafford injury.
Well, there's nothing you could do about that. I mean, there was no line even available midway through the week. Unfortunately, Joe, that's a bad example. But an example.
Oh, that's weird, because I saw on FanDuel, when we did the show on Wednesday, there was a 6 there.
Yeah, so what's the difference? 6, 6.5, 7.
Oh,
right. Point is that you have to if you know what you're going to do on Sunday, you have to know on Wednesday or Thursday, or you have to try to get a general idea. Now, if you're betting that, and if you're going into Sunday and you're making those bets, there's also an opportunity in some of those to wait to Sunday because you can get a better line. But the point is that if you're ahead of the line 60-65% of the time, you're already trying to beat Vegas. You're already doing a good job. So in this particular case, Arizona in contests on Wednesday night, and in fact, Howard and I had that, it was 11.5, and in another one, it was 11. But by the way, if they would have kicked the extra point, which they didn't have to, it would have been a push, which would have been a total disaster. But contest stories for another day, but a good weekend. Let's just put it that way. Michael Thomas, chasing NFL record, Joe, is he having the best wide receiver season of all time? Yes or no?
He's certainly on track for it. I'm going to say yes right now, but he's got some games left to go. His game log is fantastic. I mean, he's got over 100 yards receiving 6 times already in 9 games. 10 games now. He's already got 94 receptions and 1,141 yards and 5 touchdowns. Now, look, you can say, well, it'd be nice to have more touchdowns, but let's also not forget it was a chunk of the season he was playing with Teddy Bridgewater, who was, you know, more limited than Drew Brees, certainly to that extent. Bridgewater did an admirable job, but let's not pretend like he's, you know, Drew Brees. But my goodness, you look at these first 4 years of the consistency of Michael Thomas, I can understand wanting to take him just number one overall in a fantasy league next year, just because you know exactly what you're getting. And the fact that health of a wide receiver compared to health of a running back is so much better, just typically speaking. And I think I might have to take a serious run at that in the Black Book next year and really dig into that and whether or not I want to put him number one overall.
Yeah, for sure. Let's kind of dive into this interesting note, which is Taco Bell wants to get involved in Thanksgiving, Joe. And we only have about a minute to go, which is plenty to go for this. They want you to take your tacos, grind them up, and serve them for Thanksgiving. Now, I got to tell you, nothing says Thanksgiving like blended tacos at the dinner table a week from Thursday, right?
No, nothing says Thanksgiving like Taco Bell. That's what? What do you mean grind them up? I'm just throw them in a blender?
Yes, throw them in a blender and you make bisque.
So I'm making a soup out of this? That's what I'm
taco
doing?
Taco bisque. Yes, taco bisque.
This is absurd. You know, I've heard a lot of stupid things. I know it's a real story. Doesn't make it less. Most things in life are they're real or most absurd. This is absolutely ridiculous. You know, I understand like, oh, you know, someone else, you pick up, you know, not a good cook. You pick up Thanksgiving meal from somewhere. They prepare for you, whatever. You pick it up and you serve it. Okay, fine. You're a terrible cook, whatever. That's better than cooking me Taco Bell best and serving that to me on Thanksgiving. I am not thankful for this at all.
Me either. No Taco Bell on Thanksgiving. Sorry, guys. We'll take a time out. We'll be back to break down the Ravens and Texans. Don't go away.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. The Monday Replay. Well, here we had number. The Monday Replay.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Got to be in New Jersey to do it. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a gambling problem. And speaking of gambling problems, make sure if you aren't winning this season, man, what a great weekend it was. First time I'll say it all season long here on week 11. Although we have done it a couple of times, check out Howard Bender and I's Wager Alarm live stream tomorrow night. The only out of all the entries in the world to go 7-0 against the spread in the Golden.
Congratulations. Very nice. 7-0. Well done, boys.
And we are chasing down 5-0, I believe, tonight in the NFL, in the Las Vegas Super Contest. So this is it. This is the first time we've done this season. I don't think we have any chance to win either. I doubt it. I doubt we have a chance to win, but certainly it was our best week thus far this week. So it keeps us alive for some of the extra money in the contest. So check that out tomorrow night. All right, Ravens and Texans. Ravens win this one easily, 41-7. Lamar Jackson, as we talked about, 222 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 86 rushing yards. Ingram, 48 rush yards, also had 2 receiving touchdowns. This game was just wasn't close. It was a total mismatch. Gus Edwards, in relief, 112 yards, one touchdown. Andrews has been just out of this world this season as a tight end. I would suppose he's number one overall. I think he's got to be. Hollywood Brown, they didn't need him, so he just had two catches, 23 yards. Watson's MVP chances are done. 169 yards, yep. No touchdowns, one interceptions, a head-to-head matchup against the guy who's against him. That's pretty much it. Hyde came through. If you started him, 9 for 65. Hopkins, okay, although he did have a pass interference in the end zone. He could have caught a touchdown, but of course they didn't overturn it. And Fells, man, wow, what a dud for people who played him at tight end this week. Just wanted to mention that. 1 for 15. That's kind of the problem with him is that you don't really know on a week-to-week basis what he's going to do. But Ravens just dominated this thing start to finish. It wasn't close, and really nothing more to add. It looks like Baltimore is a top four team at the worst in the NFL. They're just crushing teams, rolling over teams. I would say they look better against Houston than they did against Cincinnati, if that's possible.
I can't wait to see when they play San Francisco in a couple weeks. I'll tell you that December 1st, when they play San Francisco and you got the Patriots playing the Chiefs, that is some great football contest right there to be very excited about watching if you're a fan. But I was shocked by this, honestly, not because the Ravens won, but because of what the score was. I thought Deshaun Watson and company, they were going to show up there and, you know, it's like, oh, Lamar Jackson MVP. All right, well, hold my beer. Let's go check this out and see what I can do. And he couldn't do anything. I mean, he got sacked six times. Ever since Marcus Peters has got there, all of a sudden they've had a little bit better corner play, and that's allowed that front line to really get after the quarterbacks. And they put a lot of pressure on them, and the quarterbacks have made bad choices, bad decisions. And like you said, it was a complete mismatch. Mark Ingram had a fantastic catch there and then ran into the end zone. He's been very good this year. He was a little quiet last week. A lot of people were, you know, kind of rumbling, like, oh my God, is he running out of steam? And I don't think that's the case, you know, necessarily. He was active in this one again on both sides of the football, catching and rushing. He had two touchdowns receiving in this one. And yeah, I think Mark Andrews right now, now that Hooper is out for the rest of the year, basically, you can certainly make the argument that he's number one or two in terms of tight ends. He's been absolutely fantastic, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. I think the other thing that you take out of this game is, once again, this is another game where Lamar Jackson is spreading the ball around. Mark Andrews, Ingram, Ricard, Brown, Boyle, Hurst, Roberts, Snead, Hill all had catches in this game. That's a lot of different guys. That means Lamar Jackson playing the position of quarterback well, finding the open guy and making things happen. So good job by him.
Yeah, and I think with the Ravens schedule coming up, as we've talked about, it'll be really interesting to see if they can move up and tie for that number one seed, keeping the pressure on New England for sure. They do not want to go to Baltimore at the end of the season in the AFC Championship. If it comes to that, to have to play them, that is no, there. That's could be the only roadblock between now and the Super Bowl for the Patriots. Cowboys beat the Lions in another wildish game, 35-27. You know, I have to go back now and looking at those Dak Prescott odds to win the MVP and really say that I was wrong here, because for three straight weeks, he's thrown for over 400 yards. I don't think he's going to win the MVP, but yes, if the season ended today, he would have to be in the top five. He's in the top five everywhere to bet on it, and he's got to be in there. And I guess it's kind of caught up on me. So he's got 1,200 passing yards the last 3 weeks, three touchdowns, because Elliott's having a hard time running, although he did score a touchdown this one, 45 yards, 2 for 28. Gallup was a monster. He made some huge catches.
Great catch there on that side around that guy's head. Unbelievable.
He made a few good ones. Cobb was really good, too. He even had more targets, dropped a couple, 4 for 115 for him. Pollard, 4 for 40, 4 and a touchdown. Cooper early on in the game came out, came back in. I think he was a little banged up in this game. So unfortunately, a dud for him, but can't complain with him. He's been great all season long. Jeff Driscoll looked actually good. I don't know. Dallas's defense may not be as good as advertised. They certainly didn't get to him a lot, and they really didn't shadow him enough, because he rushed for 51 yards and a touchdown, 209 yards and two touchdowns. I think going into next year, Driscoll becomes a top five backup at the very least in the NFL. He's shown he could play a little bit. Out of nowhere, Bo Scarborough from Alabama came into this game. Wow, Scarborough's a pretty good running back at Alabama, more of a bruiser type, but did not see him getting the lion's share of the carries, and he did. 55 yards and a touchdown, so he'll be a hot name picked up this week for sure in fantasy. Marvin Jones, another big game, 43 yards, two more touchdowns for him. Wild season. McKissick was okay, not terrible, but more of the bust type, and Galladay, unfortunately, was a huge bust. And, you know, week to week, you just don't know what he's going to do. But certainly the takeaway also on this one, why these teams keep going for two to make the game less than seven, I just have no idea. I can't figure out this one, but I certainly will take it, because I had Dallas and it was not a great pick. But I mean, the Lions going for two, I don't get it. These teams keep doing it. And why not just go for it at the end of the game to win the game, as opposed to going for, like, what metrics tell you that you're supposed to go for it here?
I think some of it has to do with whether, you know, how long the drive is, the defense tired, you have momentum, are they on their heels? I think it's a feel. I think that's all it is, honestly. I like what you did there, too.
Bad.
Well, it might be bad, but I'm saying I believe the metrics probably telling you that, you know, if you do it here in a spot where you have momentum, you have a better chance of succeeding. And just well, taking that, the well, shot while you're hot.
I guess I don't agree with it because then you're down. Now you're down eight. Going into the game.
I'm not agreeing with the concept. I'm just trying to throw out the reasoning. I don't know,
but congratulations to Dallas fans because we're Cowboys betters. And if you bet the Lions, I mean, man, they have just completely fallen apart here. No defense whatsoever. Look, you don't have Stafford. I get it. At the very least, they're going to end the season knowing that they have a capable backup to Stafford. That's the best I can look at it. I'm not a huge Scarborough fan. He was good at Alabama. He wasn't great. They had other guys there. I could definitely see him being a goal line option. I mean, Kerryon can come back in a couple of weeks, and I would expect him to.
Well, I think you nailed it, though, when you said about Driscoll being a guy that next year is one of the top backups. He looks great. I mean, as great as you can in the circumstances where you're just...
He looks better in the NFL than he did in college. He played at Florida.
I don't disagree with that. And I think this is really good news considering, you know, where they're at with Stafford and he's a little bit older. And this is a guy that becomes very important. I like what you did there with Scarborough getting the lion's share of the carries. Nice dad joke there by you.
Didn't even know.
But Dak Prissy, that's why, you know, your money, baby. Your money, you don't even know it. Prescott, going back to him real quick. If you look at the fantasy game log, we talked about him a lot this week on the DFS shows and some of the other venues of the podcast I do. Because if you look at it, he's getting you points every single week in different ways. He's having some big passing games and he's having some games where he's rushing for touchdowns. And he's doing every week what he needs to do to get you 20 fantasy points basically on FanDuel.
Yep.
And he's still a notch below that tier of guys like the Watson Breeze group of guys, you know, and Lamar Jackson. So the fact that he's doing that consistently is something really to take notice of. And the algorithm's caught up to it recently. But for the last couple of weeks, it has not. And Prescott is having a heck of a year, and they're going to have to figure it out because they're going to need to pay this man. That's for sure, because I am hard-pressed if you take Prescott away from this team, what they become.
Yeah, he's been great. Fantastic. And look, you know, paying him is one thing, but seeing the stats is another. And he's been a top five fantasy quarterback this season, no question.
Absolutely.
Falcons beat the Panthers 29-3, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Just a good spot for Atlanta. They're playing much better. Carolina, you know, clearly at this point, seeing that Kyle Allen, they're going to have a problem here. I mean, they could sneak in the playoffs, but he's just, you know, certainly not playing well. Matt Ryan, 3-11, one touchdown. Brian Hill was a bust, only 30 yards on 15 carries. Didn't look good at all against.
And he insulted the fantasy base. Did you catch the tweet after?
I did not.
Oh, I let my fantasy owners down. Not that I care about that. Ha ha. Some kind of nonsense like that.
I don't like that kind of. I don't like that.
It's unnecessary. Yeah. You played bad. What are you worried about fantasy people for? Just you worry about you.
Yeah. Allison scored his first career touchdown. He sent out a nice tweet showing his first touchdown ever. So that was cool. Stole that one from Hill. Calvin Ridley was a beast, 8 for 143 and a touchdown. So it looks like he could be the beneficiary of no Hooper. And yeah. Julio Jones does what Julio Jones does. Another 15 fantasy points. Great week for him. Kyle Allen, unstartable at this point. 325, 4 touchdowns. He's got 9 picks over the last 4 games, I believe. McCaffrey is breaking all kinds of records. He's on pace to break Chris Johnson's all-time stats numbers. 14 for 70, 11 for 121. No reason to think that he wouldn't do it at this point. DJ Moore, 8 for 95. Olsen, 5 for 57. And Samuel, who a lot of people love this week, unfortunately, was nothing to love about. He was 4 for 25. So, look, Atlanta's playing much better. And for whatever they discussed, coming back has certainly worked for them. They've now, offensively, the last 3 times they've played, showed good things. And their defensive has played well, too. I wouldn't fall in love with them. I mean, the Saints did get into this. Saints are having problems scoring in the red zone. They had the problem against Tampa yesterday too. I've been noticing that, but you got to give Atlanta credit. They looked like they were left for dead, but those stats that they were putting up over the course of the season did say that the correction was coming. And it looks like Atlanta, instead of being a 2-14 team, Joe, looks like they're more of a 6-10 team, which does make more sense.
It certainly does. And Kyle Allen, these 4 picks were bad. These weren't picks like, oh my gosh, it went off somebody's hands and somebody picked it off. And I, you know, sometimes you look at a line, it doesn't tell the whole story. These were bad picks. They were ill-advised throws where it made no sense. So the guy was clearly going to get picked off, and then he did. DJ Moore continues to be right as rain, man. I absolutely love this guy. I just, oh my goodness, next year, if he could score a half a dozen touchdowns, he's top 5 potential wide receiver. He's so consistent. But I'll tell you what, man, I am just blown away. I thought for sure this was going to be, well, you know, I can't buy into last week what I saw. I think it was a fluke with the Falcons defense, but here we go. Again, they did it this week. It's unbelievable. And I even picked, I had a couple Kyle Allen shares in DFS lineups. I can't believe all 3 Kyle Allen lineups I had cashed yesterday. I can't believe that happened. It was a miracle of God, but they all did. But the funny part was you come away looking at it going, oh my goodness, Falcons defense all of a sudden isn't just good. They've been dominant the last 2 weeks. And no matter what the Saints issues were, put that aside, dominant is dominant, and they have been. So the play calling without Mr. Quinn at the helm, clearly something has gone right here.
We'll take a quick time out on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, the Colts and Jaguars get into a tussle, and the Bills and Dolphins as well. Not the best teams, but a lot of fantasy points. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia with you here on a Monday. We'll update the injury news from around the league, a significant one in Indianapolis for sure on yesterday as the Colts just throttle the Jaguars 33-13. And was this game a 20-point win? It could have been more. I mean, Colts could have won this game 51-0. It was not close. It did not deserve to be close. And the Jaguars are certainly headed in the wrong direction. Colts got a big one, especially from the running game. Who would have thought a Jaguars defense would give up 260 rushing yards? But they did. Marlon Mack, 14 for 109. And then the number one pickup in fantasy this week for sure will be Jonathan Williams, 13 for 116, especially with Mack being out. They play Thursday night. Nyheim Hines had a touchdown. Marcus Johnson, don't know him, but he had four catches, 38 yards, and a touchdown. Brissett rushed for a touchdown, 148, one touchdown, one pick. Nick Foles, look, it wasn't the offense's fault. It was just the defense that couldn't stop anybody, but we'll go through the numbers. Foles, 296, two touchdowns, one interception. Leonard Fournette, 8 for 23. Couldn't use them. They were down. Chark had 8 for 104 and two touchdowns. Westbrook came back for 4 for 32, and then Conley had 6 for 58. But one team just didn't show up in this game, and it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Indy just blew them out, Joe.
I don't understand this. If you're the Jaguars, you have to smell blood in the water here with the Colts. And they just absolutely got obliterated. Like you said, throttle. That's the word here. It's incredible to me that this happened because the Jaguars had a real chance to take this game and build on it. You get your quarterback right. finally of all these weeks of playing Minshew. Okay, well, we have the guy that we paid. Let's go in there. Indy is limping into this game. The quarterback is healthy enough to play. They lose their running back, and you give up not one but 200-yard rushers in this game. It was appalling. Doug Marrone and the defense should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. I will say this. Big takeaway here. A lot of people wanted to see what was going to happen here. Was DJ Chark going to fade into the background? Was Westbrook going to become the guy again? But I can tell you, and I'm not surprised by it, DJ has looked good all year. He looks like a number one receiver in the NFL. He played like it yesterday, 8 for 104 and 2 touchdowns. This guy is probably the waiver wire pickup of the year. I mean, this guy is absolutely brilliant, and it's been wonderful. And he's a guy I think next year you don't worry about. A lot of people will see a guy and go, oh man, was that a 1 year wonder? I don't think so. Not at all. Not from what I've seen watching him. And Jonathan Williams, like you said, he's going to be the heavy guy here. A fracture in the hand for Marlon Mack. We don't know the severity quite yet, but you'd imagine it's a couple weeks at the very minimum. So Williams is going to be the guy now for the stretch run in for the playoffs. So if you have Fab left, this is why you save a little. You can outbid somebody over here because once again, Brissett, Reich, find a way to win. And it's fantastic. Good for them.
Yeah, we'll have to see. They're saying that because Mac could potentially have 2 weeks if they give him Thursday off. Well, they will give him Thursday off. He won't play Thursday, that he could possibly come back the following week. But we'll see. And today we'll get a lot more clarity on that. And also, as a reminder, Joe, which I tried to explain to you over the weekend, but you wanted to poop on Vegas, which is no team that has gone to London, that has had the bye week, has come back and has won or covered. Now a 0-8 against the spread.
And who was the team that Jacksonville played in London?
Jacksonville played Houston and they also got obliterated.
Yeah, so I'm giving you your, yeah. I'm giving it up to you.
0-8.
Okay. Yeah.
0-8.
So is that just something now you take for rote next year? You look for that?
I don't know that you do, but you don't say blah, blah, blah. It's the NFL.
I mean, it is. I mean, when you have
don't a weird tweet that out, blah, blah, blah. It's the NFL. Come on now. You got to know better. I'm going to go back and listen to your tweet. Blah, blah, blah. It's the NFL. Come on, Joe. That's how they build hotels off your picks in Vegas from that. Stop it.
But my point is that who are those teams then playing the following week and all that enters into a lot more. You just can't say this is a trend, bet it. You have to go dig deeper. That's all I said last time about it. I'm not saying it was wrong to bet it. Just saying, just make sure people are digging closely. You know, you're losing
just your bad team. You lost Jacksonville. London. It was your favorite pick of the week and it lost. That's what you said.
Oh, absolutely. I'll take the heat on that. And I also liked Houston too. And they got absolutely, I thought they would cover and they didn't.
Your buddy liked Houston that was his pick of the week too. All right. Bills beat the Dolphins 37-20. Josh Allen, 256 passing yards, 3 touchdowns and 1 rushing touchdown. And this game was not close either. Dolphins scored to make it more interesting. Devin Singletary could be an absolute monster. And hopefully next year he will be, but it will not happen this year because even at the end of the game, what did they do? They took Singletary out. They put Gore in. Shame. 11 carries for Gore, 15 for Singletary. John Brown, who I was trying so hard to trade for last week in every fantasy league. Now I got no shot. This guy is borderline wide receiver one. I mean, really has been. Look at his stats. He has been incredible all season long and did not see this coming at all. And now I'll never be able to get him. And I regret it. 9 catches, 137 yards and a touchdown. Wow. Knox has been like their tight end's been like scoring every other week. Pretty interesting for him. Maybe he'll be something next year. He had a touchdown. Fitzpatrick, 323 passing yards for the Dolphins. Kalen Ballage is horrible, 9 yards, but he got a touchdown somehow. Jakeem Grant will be an interesting keeper name. I would recommend keeping him in some leagues. He had 7 yards and a touchdown. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown. He is a nice player. It's just he's playing on an awful team. And Devontae Parker is going to get paid in the offseason. 7 catches, 153 yards. He's on pace for his first 1,000-yard season. He's finally coming up with some promise here. But unfortunately for Miami, they ran into a Buffalo Bills team that really needs every win that they could get. And they're 1 win away, by the way. Very rare at this stage of the season to have teams in the NFL going over their win total in November this early. And Buffalo is 1 win away from that. So certainly, even though they haven't looked like the best team in the NFL, Joe, they are capable enough, I would guess, that they'll get into the wild card and we'll see them on the first weekend of the season.
Yeah, that is not surprising to me at all. I think that was an easy over for their win total this year. This is a pretty good football team, very good defensive football team with a young quarterback who's emerging and becoming Cam Newton. I mean, the guy has 7 rushing touchdowns, 74 rushes for 331 yards in 10 games. He is Cam Newton. Everything that people used to talk about, oh, Cam, look at the stat line, look at the fantasy line. That's what he is. And he's been absolutely fantastic from now. I had a lot of Josh Allen lineups in DFS yesterday, and those all did well, too. Josh Allen has been very good in fantasy. Yes, there's still some moments where you watch Josh Allen and the accuracy is an issue. Still got a big arm, though. John Brown, certainly a great matchup there for him. We talked, I think, on Thursday's show, we did that lineup where we talked about, you know, this is the value lineup and what usually wins in each position in terms of cost. And one of the guys we talked about was John Brown and being that good return. So hopefully you listened to the program and hopefully you had some shares of him because it was a really good day there for Buffalo. And I think it's good that Miami's playing more competitive football. You want to still lose if you're the Dolphins, but it's nice to play competitive. It's nice to show up and play for your coach. And also in terms of Jakeem Grant, this is a guy last year who ran for a couple touchdowns and kick returns and whatnot. So not surprising. He is that kind of a playmaker. He had a couple of those last year. So if you're in a league where that wins and you get points for that, then pay attention to him. Outside of that, I think it's tough to pay attention to him.
Yeah, more of a next year thing, but they just have no running backs there. So I could see him being like Tariq Cohen, that kind of guy. Maybe.
He'll be.
A Sproles kind of guy. Maybe, you know, a little bit more next year. I just wouldn't give up on him yet. All right, time to give up on the Buccaneers, that's for sure. Saints beat the Bucs 34-17. The game was actually fairly close for a while, but when you have Winston involved, eventually it's going to be over. That's what happened. Drew Brees, 228 yards, three touchdowns. Alvin Kamara definitely looked better last week. This Sunday, I watched this game very closely. I was more encouraged with him. 75 rushing yards and 47 receiving yards. I was not with Murray, who couldn't do anything. 27 yards. Michael Thomas, we've talked about a lot. 8-114 and a touchdown. Cook at tight end had two catches, 33 yards and a touchdown. And Ted Ginn, once every few games, catches one. He did on Sunday. Winston gave you okay fantasy points because of the yards, 313 passing yards, two touchdowns. He threw four interceptions. He also fumbled once. He did recover that one. Ronald Jones, as I suspected, the Saints were covering him out of the backfield, and it was over. It's just what happened last week against Arizona. The Saints are just too smart. They got the film. And every time Winston was looking his way, a linebacker was there, and they just forgot that they could run the ball. 4-13, two receptions, complete and total utter bust for Ronald Jones yesterday. It's a tough one. Yeah. Cameron Brate, 10 catches, 73 yards, because O.J. Howard attempted one catch. It hit him in the chest. It went over his back. It was picked. Godwin had the touchdown for Tampa, 3-47. Evans, 4-69. And the Saints, basically, I'm still a little worried about them watching this game because they basically gave Tampa a chance so many different times. They had trouble in the red zone for whatever reason. This is the second week in a row. Against Atlanta, they had a hard time scoring, and against Tampa, they had a hard time scoring. So the score is a little skewed because you had this quarterback on the other side who just gives games away like Winston does. But it looks certainly Thomas is the big, you know, takeaway from here is that you can play him and every week, and it just doesn't matter who he plays against. He's going to have a monster game.
Yeah, you saw the four-pick Winston show up again. Like you said, they were ready for Ronald Jones, and they stopped him, and that was all she wrote pretty much for them. I will say also, too, it's nice to see Jared Cook catch a touchdown. You're right, they have been struggling a little bit in the red zone, and Cook was a guy that I thought was a really good ROI on tight end in fantasy this year, and he has not been. Now, I don't know if that's just because like Teddy Bridgewater doesn't like him. I don't know what happened there, but if Cook becomes a thing here in this latter part of the season, it would not surprise me at all. Because they really do kind of lack that. And I think the biggest takeaway is Kamara looked healthy for the first time in a long time. It's not been a good season for him. This was certainly the kind of matchup where you would want to go with Kamara catching the ball out of the backfield more than you want Murray running the ball because the Bucs front has played well and also the weakness of that secondary and the linebacking core with the Bucs. But Kamara getting this kind of game was, I think, really important for fantasy owners. I feel like fantasy owners saw this game, and like you said, if you watched it, he looked good doing it, too. It wasn't just stats. He actually looked comfortable out there for first time in a while and healthy. And I think if you're a fantasy owner and owner of Kamara, you look back and you go, okay. And I feel like as a DFS community, too, I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of Alvin Kamara shares in the last couple of weeks. Let me tell you, zero. And there was a part of me that was kind of curious about this one because of what the game plan might be. And it was good. Now, you know, the touchdown would have been nicer to have one of those along with this game. But at the same time, I think you notice this, you take notice of it into next week and you see what the pricing is and you say, okay, maybe it's time to start getting into the Kamara business again before everybody else does, because you know he's got talent. You know he's got huge ceiling potential in a lot of games. So you want to see this. And look, Drew Brees on the road, 223. This is what he does. Last year on the road, he averaged 217 passing yards. He had the three touchdowns, but Brees on the road is not Brees at home. Period. End of story.
Yeah, and I think that on the Tampa Bay side, I think I'm fine. Like Winston, in terms of fantasy, is going to help you the rest of the year. I mean, he still ended up getting 14 fantasy points. He did better than Kyle Allen. He's going to do better than, you know, six or seven other quarterbacks. So he's a guy that fills in when you have a guy out. And the other thing that it might take away, too, is that Arians is a great coach. Arians is a great coach for fantasy. Next year, whoever the quarterback is in Tampa is going to put up these kind of numbers like Winston is, for sure, and throw deep and throw to those two receivers who are there, no doubt. The difference is that in fantasy and reality, it's two different stories. Tampa Bay is not a good team in reality because Winston makes too many mistakes. But wherever the Bucks decide to go at quarterback next year, and it will be away from Winston, I will target that guy at least as a quarterback too in fantasy, because he Arians takes a million shots down the field with his quarterbacks. Winston is just not the right guy to do it. That's the unfortunate part with Tampa.
You're right. You're right. Who is the right guy? We should figure that out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to start. Really
yeah, save it for tomorrow. We got too much to do today. Today's easy.
Yeah, it's a shame. And again, I think that it's the same thing that's been going on for a long time with him. I mean, he was a bad investment by Tampa to give him all that money for sure. But look, I understand it. You're trying to find your franchise guy. Other teams have whiffed on worse quarterbacks, by the way, in the NFL. Winston's actually shown some promise, but just basically no one in the NFL has thrown more picks than him in the last 3 years. You can't have it. Can't turn the ball over in the NFL. That's the only thing you can't do. You can suck. You could just hand the ball off and you can be Jared Goff and win a million games, but you cannot throw picks. Can't do that. All right, that will do it for this hour. We've got the best of our first hour coming up, and then we'll touch on hour number two. What in the world? How were the Redskins possibly favored in this game? I just did not understand that one. They took on the Jets. And what were the Broncos doing at the end of their game against the Vikings? Man, some bad clock management. Denver should have won that game for sure. We'll touch on that as well. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The Lions going for two. I don't get it. These teams keep doing it. And why not just go for it at the end of the game to win the game as opposed to going for, like, what metrics tell you that you're supposed to go for it here?
I think some of it has to do with whether, you know, how long the drive is, the defense tired, you have momentum, are they on their heels? I think it's a feel. I think that's all it is, honestly. I like what you did there too.
Bad.
Well, it might be bad, but I'm saying I believe the metrics probably telling you that, you know, if you do it here in a spot where you have momentum, you have a better chance of succeeding. Taking the shot while you're hot.
I guess I don't agree with it because then you're down. Now you're down eight. Going into the game.
I'm not agreeing with the concept. I'm just trying to throw out the reasoning. I don't know,
but congratulations to Dallas fans because we're Cowboys betters. And if you bet the Lions, I mean, man, they have just completely fallen apart here. No defense whatsoever. Look, you don't have Stafford. I get it. At the very least, they're going to end the season knowing that they have a capable backup to Stafford. That's the best I can look at it. I'm not a huge Scarborough fan. He was good at Alabama. He wasn't great. They had other guys there. I could definitely see him being a goal line option. I mean, Kerryon can come back in a couple of weeks, and I would expect him to.
Well, I think you nailed it, though, when you said about Driscoll being a guy that next year is one of the top backups. He looks great. I mean, as great as you can in the circumstances where you're just...
He looks better in the NFL than he did in college. He played at Florida.
I don't disagree with that. And I think this is really good news considering, you know, where they're at with Stafford. And he's a little bit older. And this is a guy that becomes very important. I like what you did there with Scarborough getting the lion's share of the carries. Nice dad joke there by you.
Didn't even know.
But yeah. Dak Prescott, that's why, you know, you're money, baby. You're money, you don't even know it.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.